Welcome to the show. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is Life and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. I go by the name Aja Blessing. Our sincere apologies that we're starting now. You know, some things are like that. We have to fix some things, and we're here to give you the best show ever. How are you doing, by the way? But before we hear from you, let's hear from Daddy Freeze, of course, the owner of the show. How are you doing, Daddy Freeze? Good evening.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
I am fine. You know, I get scared when you have this mood, when you're in this mood. This is your hey mood. You're about to say something.
What's gonna make you scared? Nothing should scare a short person. Some people you are close to the ground.
The thing that I reported you to Mr. Sheriff. It's like, Mr. Sheriff, can we do something about Daddy Freeze? Not like he did anything bad to me, but Daddy Freeze is fond of saying shortly before I briefly end the show. My sheriff could not help it but laugh all through the conversation. Don't worry, I'll take it up.
Okay. In the meantime, can we get a briefcase?
Okay, nice. Nice one. Well done, Daddy Freeze.
Okay, let me give you a briefing about what we're going to do today.
Okay, please. Someone should save me from Daddy Freeze. I am tired.
Let me brief you. Today, we're going to be talking about yesterday. How far did we go with the Onyi and
Onyi Alex and the actor?
Onyi Alex.
No, we didn't. Yes. We didn't even touch it, did we? No, we did not.
Okay, so let's start with it now. But we're not going to dwell on it too long because I was listening to Nigeria Info during the day and I noticed that quite a few people have touched it.
Okay.
So the question is, here's what Onyi Alex said. She said it's a sin for a broke person to love her. What do you think about that?
Should I be very honest? I think,
yep.
Okay, let me not use this word. I am on the radio. But I think that statement was not necessary. It's a sin for a broke guy to love you. I mean, don't you have your own money? I'm not saying you should be with someone who brings nothing to the table. But does that mean that poor people should not love? And also, there are people whose destinies are attached to someone. So what if it's that guy, or it's your duty to make the guy rich? You already have the platform. You're made to some extent. If you find that guy that loves and respects you...
Listen to what she said. It's a sin for a broke man to say he was in love with me. Like how? I hustle because I don't want to be broke. It's okay to just strip from a distance. The goal is two hustles. Not a hustle and a leech. Biko Onyi says.
Nah.
So,
I don't
what's settle. Your take?
I don't think I support her.
Knowing
yes,
you
Freeze.
And the kind of things you like.
Daddy Freeze, come on.
You support her?
No way. I don't, Daddy Freeze. It's not
did
a
you
crime.
You did not say you it's supported not
a,
her?
No, I did not. Daddy Freeze, it's not a crime for a broke person to love you. You can actually fall in love with a broke person and make the person rich. If you have the platform, you have the means to elevate his life, why not do it?
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you upgraded a broke person?
The last time?
When was the last time you loved a broke person?
That was in the year 2015, I think, yeah. I met this guy. He was jobless, still living with his parents, but I didn't care. The love was there. I wasn't made. I wasn't rich. I was still schooling, but I did not care. You know, back then in school, girls were going out with guys that would come pick them up in the evening. But I was there loving someone who was still living with his parents, and I didn't care because my dad was there for me. He was giving me everything I wanted in school, so I just love the fact that the guy loved me.
What if your dad wasn't giving you everything you wanted? How would you handle it?
Probably look for a job or something. Yeah.
So, okay, let's start with this part of it. Let's open up the phone lines. We've kept people waiting, so let's just take their contributions. Is it a sin for a broke man to ask a Nollywood actress out? What's your position?
First, what's the numbers? The brokenness? Well, like, let's know her definition of broke man.
No car, no house.
So what if he gets into your house, gets him a job, and he becomes better? Anyway.
All right.
Let's ask the people,
what do you think?
All right, 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ada. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, please?
Yeah, this is Shay calling.
Okay, Shay.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to just give a break. Just listen to the show and give a break, not to cough.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Concerning what Daddy Free say, you that shortcut. No, every other that I've seen my entire life, they're all short. So
okay. Sorry, I have to take you off. You don't have that right to do that.
Hello.
That's Daddy Freeze. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Ada.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Sam. I've called throughout yesterday. Nobody was speaking.
Ada, that's sacrilege. He was making a valid comment.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're saying somebody was saying it is a crime to love them when they are broke, right?
For a broke man to love her.
Yeah, Tasha too said so.
Oh, yeah, she said she's expensive.
Yeah. So I said, okay. I said, well, so each its own, you understand? But I just feel the discrimination that, you know, some talk. I just felt maybe why should somebody be saying this, but, you know, it is what it is. So it's their truth. You understand? So you have to just abide by it. But sometimes, is that not a foolish talk?
My understand?
Brother. So. Now you say probably, and Freeze that brought it up knew why he brought it up. You understand?
Absolutely.
You understand? Okay, fine. Like I am now, let me say I'm broke myself because there are some things that I can't afford. So, and when a lady says that, I can say, okay, fine. But the thing is that what you see, you meet your leads, you understand? Or you meet your watch later. Maybe you think you've arrived, maybe you have. Let me just say. Like a $1 million wealthy, you understand?
Okay.
All your assets. Then you now meet somebody whose stipend is $1 million. You are obviously broke. So him or her, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, your asset is $1 million, which means that's a lot of money. Then you now meet somebody whose stipend is $1 million, and you want to feel among. You are broke. So you meet your own words too. I don't know what's wrong with people. Just at least when you see somebody just trying to walk, hustle, and in this part of this world, you really don't appreciate that.
Okay.
And it's really funny.
All right. Thank you very much. Please, let's keep the conversation short. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, this is Shay. Why did you cut me off?
Yeah, Shay, you welcome back. Like I said, you don't have the right to tease me. All right, just Daddy Freeze. So respect
yourself. I'm not insulting. I'm not trying to insult you.
I know.
No.
Just stick to the topic. Go ahead.
Okay. Concerning the issue of this lady that said she cannot marry a broke guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in this country, we have discovered something that rich marry rich, why poor marry poor. Nobody's ready to help anybody. What she said, well, for me, she's right to her opinion, but in the line of, if you look at in terms of love, that God said you should love herself, she's peak rubbish.
Really?
Because, yes, she's peak rubbish. So that means she can't raise someone up. From ground. You can't help someone up from ground. It's either your husband or your future husband or a friend or someone that you don't really know. That means you can't help. And when you are rich and you can't help, your money is useless. So tell them the reason why God gives you money. The reason why God gives some people money, the reason why God makes some people to be wealthy is because so that they will help people that are on the floor, people that need help. It's not that you just have the money and you're not be bragging yourself that you can't marry a broke man or whatsoever. That, for me, is rubbish. It's a rubbish talk, but she's entitled to her opinion. So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
Ruben from Yaba.
Okay, Ruben.
I think what she said was very, very insensitive.
Oh, wow.
I see it as a very, very insensitive statement. Women, they are used to this life. Immediately you have a girlfriend or you are married. You see married men who immediately they marry their wife. They set aside about 300 or 400,000 naira. To set up business for their wife.
Okay.
And watch their wife flourish. So why this lady is now, why is she now saying such? Yeah, she cannot do this. She's still waiting for a Dangote. Well, maybe when a Dangote comes, she can enjoy her life. So we now live in a world where, you know, you do what makes you happy. You do what makes you you do you. So if that's what is comfortable with her, well, is our choice. But looking at it critically, yeah, it's very, very sensitive, okay?
All right.
Men are adding value to women. Why can't you as a woman add value to a man? Especially in the financial side, especially in the empowerment. Men, whether broke or rich, have been empowering women.
Wow, what's that sound?
They don't make noise about it. Sometimes if I have 7,000 naira, I'll give my girlfriend 4,000 naira, I'll keep 3,000. That 4,000 naira within a day is gone in our own pocket. For 3,000 naira within 2 weeks, I'm still spending it. Sometimes I'll have 5,000 naira, I'll give her 3,500 and I'll keep 1,500.
Wow.
And I don't complain. I don't even see it as anything. It's just that we have been wired to that. It's our responsibility. Once you have a girlfriend, you are owing her money. You have to take care of her. You have to do whatever you
really?
Can for her.
Really? So you have a girlfriend, you don't have a problem? That's serious.
No, we don't see it as a problem. We see it as just a part of life. Like, this is what you have to do.
Okay.
You have to make her happy, okay? And you know, on the financial side, emotionally, physically, mentally, you just have to be there.
All right.
So, don't see it as owing money as an insult. No, I see it as more like,
okay.
You just have to add value.
All right. Thank you very much, Ruben. Hello?
Good evening.
How
good evening to Daddy Free. This is John from Uniland.
Okay, Mr. John, please go ahead.
Okay, all I can say is I'm not surprised in those words, because naturally women they marry up or they date up. That's women for you. Most times, it's very, very few times you see a woman that will marry down. They marry status, they date up, they date people that have money or people that are well to do. It's natural with women. So, if you meet any girl that is nice and she's with you, if you're not really having much cash, just be thankful. But normally, most women marry up. So, I'm not surprised about that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Good evening.
Adam, mommy.
Mr. Frank, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Just go ahead.
This lady, what is that name?
Only Alex, Mr. Frank, you have to hurry up. We'll be going on an ad break in the next 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
No, Adam, I need some minutes. I will call you back.
All right. Thanks for understanding. Do well to call us back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And I go by the name Ada Blessing. Tonight we're talking about what Oni Alex put up on social media. So we'll be getting your take right after this. Keep it locked on the dial. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. The game.
Gang in partnership with Sign Up Consults presents the latest invention in human history. 38 Bars. Follow the nation's finest sports gang through the 38 game season as we deliver live football updates and analysis at your favorite bars across Lagos. The revolution is here and live on Nigeria Info. Reach out for sponsorship and advertising. 38 Bars with Femi and the gang, where football meets lifestyle.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, life and dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Ada Blessing. Okay, let's go straight to the phone lines. The studio line once again is 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, Ada.
Hi, Moses.
This is Moses.
Welcome, Moses.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, the truth there is this. Let's say you can hardly see a woman that marry a guy that has nothing. That's the truth. When women are rich, they look for, and when they are graduates, they look for graduates like them. It's a man that always look that doesn't care. Okay. And later they would they shout feminist, feminist, feminism, feminism. I look at them every day, I always laugh. You understand?
Where
but whereby you can open your mouth and say it's a sin. And no wala. But one thing I hate is this. Like Mr. Freeze, and everybody will come to the radio and later be shouting, men are beating women, men are no good, men are dirty. When you are marrying money, when you are not marrying the person, the inner person, tomorrow don't bring your problem to the world. Because you women use their problem to disturb everywhere. Every day you hear radio, it's like the men are a devil. Because they don't marry for the right reasons. Most especially Nigerian ladies.
Not all, though.
Not all of them.
We still have women that marry
majority, Nigerian men are powerful, too. They are the same.
Oh, mommy, I'm not marrying for money, oh.
Many people marry for money. Either you can't marry for money.
I'll go to where rich people... Listen, Moses. Listen, I'll go to where rich people are and fall in love. It's just...
I'll tell you, as Mr. Fraser said, Ada, with all sincerity... Can you see a guy walk up with you walk up to you with his slippers and tell you he loves you and really and truly loves you from his heart? He can die for you. But can you accept?
What's there with putting on bathroom slippers? What? When Mark Zuckerberg came to Nigeria, he had just slippers on. Come on.
See, truth is hard to accept.
Moses, are you in my heart?
I'm not in your heart, but we know the fact and we know the truth.
I see your beauty now. This one is
even
so not
guys,
the truth.
When they see you, their hearts go first cut. I want to talk to that.
Ada, don't you think it is his own truth?
So if anyone
No, his truth is fallacious. No, I am not taking it. All right, Moses, thanks for calling.
I trust you, don't mind.
Relax.
I'm not making Ada the case study. I'm just giving an example.
All right, Moses. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ada.
What's Daddy Freeze?
Yes, some twisted points, but points nonetheless.
Daddy Freeze, you guys don't know me.
How don't we know you?
You feel that, you know, Ada will go look for one rich guy. It's not my fault that Ada would not date some cash already.
Let me tell you something I'm even privileged to. There is a rich man that Ada is supposed to marry, but Ada does not want to marry the rich man because she doesn't love him. So you're out.
Daddy Freeze, where did you get that story from?
I just said it.
Where did you get it from?
Please, let's take more calls because we have another topic looming and I want us to take as many calls as possible. Let's hear them. Then we move to the next topic.
All right.
So, guys, try to not engage Ada and I too much in the conversation so that we can get your... We can get you to be able to talk
okay.
in mind.
Yes,
then
hello.
We hit it with another topic.
Ada Blessing, good evening.
Good evening, my dear.
Yeah, this is calling from Elisa.
Okay, go ahead.
That What's the name of that lady said? Onyi Oyo.
Onyi Alex.
It's so funny and all.
Really?
I can say it. Yes. Okay, let me ask a question.
Okay.
What was through her last time and she did not get a rich man? What will she do?
She's going to look for one.
Pardon?
She'll look for one.
Is she the person who's going to look for the person who is rich, or the person who will come to her?
You're asking me a question. She just told you her life.
See, let me tell you something.
Okay, tell me.
This is what makes most men become a celibate or a misogynist.
Okay.
You see, I believe relationship is supposed to be compatible. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Then, compatible in the sense that it's not necessary that a guy must be rich. It's not necessary that a woman must be rich.
Okay.
Before you could get into, yes, because I believe marriage is an institution. So, some girls are... So,
but you know
some,
you do need great, money to run the relationship, right?
But relationship should start from somewhere.
Ah, okay. So that's Nigeria.
No. This is to start from somewhere. We cannot just see because of this guy is riding a big house, he's going to say, okay, No. It doesn't make sense. Okay, let me ask another person. What about at the end of the day, she finds somebody that is rich, then at the end of the day, but the money is not there again? What will she do?
I am with you.
You don't answer me.
I am not her. Why are you addressing the question to me?
No, I wanted to contribute.
I am not her, so I don't know what she's gonna do.
That is the serious question. So I don't buy that idea. You know, and I can't even I myself can't do that. I can't say because of a lady. No. Why is supposed to be compatible?
Okay.
No. Yes. That's my own take.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello. Hello. Oh dear. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Jesu Okoye.
Hi, Jesu.
This is Daddy Free.
See, please go ahead.
One of the reasons why men take women, you know, why they profile women cheap people. You understand?
Okay.
You see a lot of calling ladies prostitutes. These are the kind of statements they make that make men think that way. How can you just... I don't know. Those are the type of people you just see are using 2020 car because of their source of income. She's an actress. And they'll be saying it's because they work hard, they did it. So they are gradually showing us how they are getting, acquiring properties up and down. Yeah, that was just good.
Okay.
They're telling us directly, okay, they have rich men offering them. So that's what just passing a senseless thing, honestly. If a woman is thinking that way, and that means a man also is thinking that way. As I am like this, I can come out and say, okay, I can't also marry a broke woman. You see that men, they don't want to know whether you are rich or poor. Men don't think about it. They just go ahead. But see the women, they'll be the ones who want to do gender equality, they want to do this, always trying to equate themselves to men. But now, when it comes to spending money, they cannot equate themselves. Instead of now, they say, I can spend on my man. But those are the people now championing. I beg you, same thing for Sasha, all of them, that's what they are doing. Yeah, little by little, they will expose themselves, telling us all those things.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, I'm calling from Ikotu.
What's your name?
Sheyi is my name.
Sheyi, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think a broke guy shouldn't talk about relationship.
Wow. What about a broke lady?
A broke lady?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're making sense. But notwithstanding, the role is on the guy more than the girl, as in scripturally, as in based on the scriptures now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's a guy shouldn't, a broke guy shouldn't. But what Alex said is not, for me, I think he's trying to make an advert. Because it's not even necessary. How could she get, stoop so low? Or got so, I don't even know how to put it. I think it's not necessary. Because a lot of girls in the media wouldn't have said that. Why would you say a broke guy shouldn't come to you? I mean, everybody with their preferences, you understand? Normally, if a guy is broke, I have a childhood friend whose mother died in the hospital because they couldn't make up for the hospital bill. You understand? So at least everything starts from the relationship. So if a guy is broke, the relationship is not the first thing. You understand? So I read Ashimalo's book, one book written by Matthew Ashimalo. He said it's a terrible thing to carry a man physically. How much more financially? You understand?
Hmm.
Uh-huh. So when some people say, how do you say somebody can call, someone might be connected to destiny or something like that. A guy should be able to feed himself. And I understand. So the broke guy shouldn't talk about relationship, but it's not necessary. What when you said is not it at all for me. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Ada. Are you talking to me?
No. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Isaac. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm Isaac calling from Mexico.
Okay, please go ahead.
Oh dear.
Sorry. You have to call us back. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is McDonald.
McDonald?
Yeah.
Okay, McDonald. Fine, thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, what I would like to say is, this is just a normal phenomenon over here, especially this part of town, called Nigeria. Most ladies think that, a man should be their ATM machine. A man must have loads of money before coming to death. They already have this program in their mind before meeting a man, which is very wrong. A man is not your problem solver on a good day. You get? Even though a man should take care of your needs, hello?
We are here.
I know a man should man up, but it's not a must that a guy must be super rich for coming to you. Ladies should learn how to be self-dependent, not trying to believe that a man must be their ATM machine. I will tell you that most of these ladies, they're the ones that make some guys do a lot of wrong things. Even all these politicians that steal money and people that do rituals, all these things. Just because to please ladies. All these ladies that have so much desires for heighten. And, assume the girl has money right now. Can she be kind enough to raise someone up? Or are you just being selfish with your own and wanting somebody to come and lavish some on you? This will show you that this lady is not a wife material. They just want, let's say the guy who she's looking for now, she meets the rich guy and all that, and after some time the guy is no more rich. I will tell you, that lady will not remain. She will move to the next person. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't want to go on and on so that I will not sound too...
We get
but
it.
I will tell you that 90% of ladies in Nigeria, they don't know jack about love. All they want is money from a man. All they want is money from a man. They don't know jack about love.
Okay. Wow. Now, wow. Why are ladies not calling? Ladies, let's not do this. please hit me up. Let's talk. 014-657-190. Hello?
Arthur?
Yeah.
Do you know why I ask you this lady's name? Because I know I'm always in radio. And one day I will hear where she will be calling, or she will follow one feminist or feminism and come to studio and said, marriage is not by fire, by force. I mean, how old is she now?
I don't have that information. I think we have to put that on Google.
Maybe she's still young. But very soon now, she will clock 40 or 45. By then, she will turn to feminism. By 50, she will turn to feminism.
Wow. What, yes. Mr. Frank?
Then, by then, wait.
That cracked me up.
Wait now. By then, Ada will still bring, she will tweet another one. But marriage is not by fire, by force. And I will still bring it with it, that the president will be talking about it. Now, look at a man brought up a girl, train the girl for school, start up business, furnish the girl, clean the girl, and marry the girl. But woman will get their own. They will be learning things. But they will say what a man can do, a woman can equally do it. They want money. One lady come out for Instagram last 3 months, or thereabout. And they shouted for one man that comes from abroad. Because of her character, this man left her and run away. People home and go, help me and find this man. The man should come back and be taking care of his father care for his baby. But his baby, the man should come back. Then I ask question. Assuming that this man was driving Korokwe or he was living at Jambade or Okoko, would you have come into the area and say, this man should come back? We have seen him that because he's so dead. That is why he should come back. No problem. They've been a feminist and feminism. No problem. One day in this Nigeria, you call somebody feminist, the person will arrest you.
Wow,
in this country. You call somebody feminist.
I think people are misunderstanding the concept of feminism. But it's okay, Mr. Frank. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
All right, bye.
This Mr. Frank, he will still marry you last, Ada. Yeah, this Mr. Frank.
Daddy Freeze, please relax. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, what's your name?
Sebastian is my name.
All right, welcome to the show.
Daddy Freeze, good evening. This matter, sometimes I just laugh when some ladies speak. There's one adage in Yoruba that says, and it's your team between Nueto, Kumafi Wurishiyele. What give her that God that money is going to last forever with her? I'm not wishing her bad. The cop might turn around tomorrow. Will she still receive the same word? If there will be a man that can assist her to get up again, will she receive the same word that she doesn't want any broke man with her? These are the kind of things that come out of people's mouths. You attract negative vibes for your life. Because, as you are saying it, you have good people around you. You also have some bad people around you who are also wishing you bad. Because they believe, before you say so, that means you so much look down on the poor. They will look for every avenue to make sure you are down. You know? So, for her to say such words, it is very, very bad. Because she's still in the kind of age she has now. She's in the kind of age she can still get men that will still run after her. Is she rich like Alakija? How much does she worth? Does she worth one quarter of Alakija, Mrs. Alakija? And she's making that kind of comment. I know several women that men have done a lot for. They picked them from gutter, from 220. They changed their life. they open good market for them, good business. And today, they are proud of themselves because they can make ends meet for themselves. So why is it so difficult that women can also do the same for men? Is it a crime? What is love? The love we are trying to share is God. Even in Christianity, what is God? It's love. If you show your fellow human being love, that means you're also worshiping God in another dimension. In the beginning, it is because of love God created we human. If it's not because of love, He will not even create us. When Jesus Christ asked, they said, if you die, the Lord will ask you, when I was hungry, you never feed me. When I was naked, you never clothed me. Then you ask, how? Because of the poor you didn't do for.
Okay.
It is part of it. You go and sit down, my babe.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hello. Sorry, dear. Hello, good evening.
Hello, God bless. This is Alex.
Welcome, Alex.
All right, the lady that said so, I believe the father was very rich when he met the mother. Thank you.
Oh, wow, Alex. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Ada, another face. How you guys?
We're fine, thank you. Yes, now we have a lady.
Come defend
the womanhood.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the topic we are discussing.
Oh, really? You are?
Yeah. I'm really surprised that a guy, one of the auditions said that 97 or the 93 of ladies now don't want to get married to a poor guy or a guy. That I'm really surprised. Well, I don't know where you're coming from, Sha. I wouldn't know. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah. Like me, when I got married to my husband, he was just there. As in, he wasn't even up to what I wanted for myself. You understand? But I saw the qualities in him. And in fact, it's not all about money. In fact, he was poor. Let me just use that word. He was poor when I got married to him. Do you understand?
Okay.
Because even when I came to his house, the house was just there, you know, nothing serious. Even I had to do so many things in the house, do the ties, it was just normal rug. I was like, why are you using rug now? Just let's do ties. I did ties, I repainted the house, you know. Most of the times I would come back from work, he'd say, no food though. I wouldn't even ask him. I'll go to market, buy things, cook, everybody eat.
Wow.
I wasn't really doing it. You know, because I saw the qualities in him, not really because of money. Because I was seeing 10
saw
years
the
ahead, 20
in
years.
Him.
Yeah. And do you know this guy? Thank God I married him.
Wow,
do you know, I just thank God that I married him. Maybe that's why I just advise ladies, when you're planning to get married, don't look at money. Because what happened to me, Ada? Do you know I had kidney failure?
Oh, no.
Do you know this guy sold his car, his property, his landed property? In fact, he was selling things. I was telling him, please, stop. I told him, stop selling your things. Why? He said, no. That's what I did for him, that you won't allow me to die.
Aww.
Even my friends, my uncles, all the rich people I was depending on to help me, none of them came. It was just me and my husband alone. Just me and him alone. We're just struggling. Do you know what it takes to do dialysis 3 times a week? We're paying 50,000 three times a week. Because mine was end-stage kidney failure. I couldn't urinate at all. No urine was coming out of me for 2 years.
Wow.
This guy was just carrying me along. Do you know, at times we go for dialysis. I will urinate in the car. I will defecate. I will do all sorts of things inside the car. Do you know, this guy will come back and wash the car with everything. He washed the car himself. He cleaned up the car. apart, Ada, I said, thank God I married this guy.
Oh, nice.
I didn't, because I saw so many people, even when I was dialyzing, I saw so many people that their husbands left them. I ran away because of what, you know, do you know what it means for somebody to be down with kidney failure? The person is, in fact, the person is just, in fact, I don't know the word to use. I wouldn't say the person is dead, but it's just as good that the person is dead, because the person will just be there. You've not been able to do anything. Imagine this guy took care of me and that, as in, I don't know what to say. As in the night like this, most nights like this, you know, someone that has kidney failure, most nights when the kidney is struggling to do some certain work, you know, kidney, most of the time is that night the kidney works better and faster. Because after eating and doing all sorts of things during the day, in the night, the kidney will like to separate the urine, separate this one, the blood, you know, purify things. And that time the kidney will find it difficult because it's already down. You know, at times I will be awake. I will not be able to sleep. This, my husband will not sleep. I'll be telling him, go and sleep now. Allow me. Let me just suffer this, something myself. Just sleep. He will not sleep. He will be awake till around that time 4. By that time, I'm very weak. I'll just manage to sleep off. That's when he will just manage to sleep. Early in the morning, he's off again. Maybe after that day, the next day, we'll be going for dialysis again. You see, carry me to there. He will just stay there 4 hours. After that, he'll bring me back home. He'll still go back to the office. He'll stay the next 2 days again. And I don't cook. I don't go to market. I don't take care of our children. He's the one who is only me and him. We don't have any half-step, nobody. Just him. He will cook. He'll clean house. He'll go to work. I said, God, thank God. I didn't mean I was making that money. I would say, hey, he must be rich. He must have a 3-story building. He must have at least SUV.
Okay,
he must
do this.
Maybe by now, God knows. Who knows? Maybe if I was still there alive. Maybe one of these guys, they just give me and abandon me. Ah, I beg. This is not what I bargained for. I beg.
Sorry about that.
This is a true life story.
I get.
True life story. So I'm just
asking, right, lady. Tell me, what
exactly? Give my to somebody that loves you with his heart. And you know, two of you will stay.
It's good.
You will be working your own, building your own. He will be doing, supporting. Two of you will be supporting each other.
Nice.
You know? Yeah.
All right, thanks for sharing. Yeah, we're really, really happy for you as well. Yes, Daddy Freeze, what did he say?
Yeah, I didn't quite hear all what she's been saying.
All right, she's basically urging ladies not to marry for money. That she's glad that the man she ended up with, you know, turned out being the best guy. Even though, as at when they met, he was broke. There was nothing in his house. She was even supporting him to fix the house, getting some properties, fixing the tiles and all. A few years after, she was down with kidney failure, and she was just messing places up, pouring in the car and all that. The guy was there cleaning everything. The guy stood by her, and today she's fine. They're all right.
Wow.
It's good to marry for love.
No, you are 100% correct. Now, I want us to quickly touch on a very important topic. Earlier on today, there was a post still hovering around this topic. There was a post earlier on. A guy said, 10 million naira cannot change your life. Now, poverty, they make you see them as big money. What's your take on this? Some guy on Twitter, Blueprint, Haji Musti, posted this earlier on today on Twitter. So I want to ask, does this resonate with you? Does it make sense? Do you share this perspective? 10 million naira cannot change your life. Now, poverty, they make you see them as big money. What's your take, Ada? And let's open up the phone lines, let people contribute.
Please send the 10 million naira to me. What? Daddy Freeze. I don't quite agree with that statement. 10 million naira might not be a lot to him or to some people listening right now, but I think it's a lot of money to actually change one's life. With 10 million naira, if you are in your right thinking frame, you can think properly, you can use that money judiciously. Invest it, set up a business. I know setting up a business is quite dicey. It's 50-50, but that decreases every possibility of that business turning out well. And then you start reaping the fruits of your labor. I think 10 million naira is a lot to change one's life. What? Even if you want to get a, you want to use it to get cars and employ drivers to be, you know, to use it as whatever, what to do on the road, normal bus, conveying people from one state to the other, or interstate transport. Come on, it's a lot to do. Nah, I disagree with that statement. 10 million naira is a lot. It can change one's life. Someone that can think right. Or even when you get landed property.
Let's open up the phone line. We don't have so much time.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Go ahead.
I'm calling back from the left.
Okay, please go ahead. You have a minute.
I thought that can help think through person. Although it depends on him, it depends on individuals.
Mm.
They are telling me that 10 million naira cannot change their life. It's not crazy. 10 million is a lot of money.
Tell them.
Yeah, 10 million is a lot of money. Even some people say with 5 million naira, we go a long way.
Yeah.
So I believe such person, even though you give him 20 million, 30 million, the person will still receive the money. Yeah, because you train money.
Okay.
Money doesn't just come just in a half.
Okay, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Keep a look on the Dow.
More conversation, more talk. Everybody is talking about Nigeria's power problem.
NEPA never give us light for 3 days now.
When will this transformer be returned safe?
What do we go do?
It's a value chain where the distribution uptake is not matching up with the available power.
But on 99.3 Nigeria Info, in partnership with Energy Investment Company, All On, we discuss the solutions and alternatives to your power challenges.
I wonder why people these days limit themselves when there is a wide range of alternatives to choose from.
Solar and battery can do exactly the same thing your generator does at a much lower cost.
So every Monday from 11:30 a.m., join Collins Teke, Wiba Boa, and the All On team on Power Solutions as we highlight our collective energy problems, but more importantly, proper solutions to these issues. Power Solutions, every Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 28 minutes gone past 11, and right about now we'll just jump straight to the phone lines. The number once again is 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Oh,
We can hear you, but there is this sound coming from your end that is distorting the audio.
Yeah, sound. Can you hear me now?
Okay, we can.
Yeah. I read that story. I can't read. Immediately I saw it, I said, no, what was wrong with this guy? Well, maybe he had the money a long time ago. But for him now to say, because it's as if he generalized everything. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
They put everybody in one basket and doesn't make any sense. But I really understand where it's coming from. You understand?
Okay.
Sometimes we feel the kind of money we need is, and when that money comes, we'll be like, really? Maybe our aim, our ambition is bigger than the money. Because sometimes when we have plans and we don't know the amount of money, maybe our expectation is really beyond the money. When the money now comes, we'll be like, really, this money is not enough. For him to now attach poverty to it, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
And if he has said personally, then I might agree with him. But for what he has said, it didn't go well. Like seriously. Like seriously, honestly. Because that 10 million there, for some people, they're using it to build a house. And it depends.
In to the build a house?
Like seriously, in the kind of place. It depends.
Wow.
People use that money to build a house. And I can tell you, that money cannot buy a lot of land in some places.
True.
You understand? So you see how it is. You understand what I'm trying to say? Just like the last caller said, if you give that kind of money, if you give that kind of person that kind of money, I bet you, you squander it.
Okay.
That's wasteful. So I understand where it's coming from, but you should have said it that way. Doesn't make any sense.
All right, yeah.
You can't have all the money in the world, and some people, it's from grass to grace. When you handle that kind of money, you use it well. That money can buy 2 plots of land in some places. If not even 5. Like, seriously. 5. And that same money can buy, half plot. You understand, in some places as well. So that's how it is.
Okay.
And that money, you squander it in the hotel. It's a different hotel. You can exactly that 10 million, you can use it in the hotel for like 2 years. And some places, you use that 10 million naira in a hotel for 6 months. You understand?
All right.
It varies. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good evening.
How are you?
We are fine. Thanks for asking.
The topic, that 10 million naira, is big money. Don't call.
Took a deep breath.
I think what he's felt is that maybe he's a rich guy that can blow that 10 million in the club. That's why he's seeing it like that. That same 10 million naira, if you invest it well, the sky is your limit, though. Because I know some investment you do without 10 million naira. If you invest it in food, you make millions out of it.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, we're here.
So, him saying that, it depends on his mindset. I believe that it's just basically his mindset. Because that money is not small money. I've known somebody that started a business for just 1.5 million naira. Is that a big boy? Not to talk of 10 million. There are lots of things that you can do with 10 million and multiply it in good records too.
Okay.
Right. I send my greetings to Daddy Free.
He's here. He can hear you.
Okay.
I'm right, listening to you, though. 10 million naira. Let me not talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Frank. Welcome back.
This one, man, are we?
This one, what?
A man now, 10 million naira cannot change his life.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Mr. Frank.
Okay.
See this guy that says this thing, doesn't have 2 million.
Come on, Mr. Frank, you can't say that.
This guy that says that 10 million naira cannot change his life, doesn't have 2 million. His target in his life is 10 million. Are you getting me?
Okay.
Yes, because I know of a guy, 2001, a friend. He said if he doesn't have 15 million, that he will not get married. Up to today, he's still living in one room. Then tell me, where is the 15 million? That is one that says 10 million naira now. Let's assume that he has the money. What is he doing with it? So this one that will go to a hotel, they'll go to a hotel and buy a ticket, 1.5 million, they'll carry women, they'll just go and drink. What is he even doing? What is his business? What is he doing that's giving him money? Maybe he's doing Yahoo, or he's doing one kind of fraud or the other.
You don't know this person, you can't say that.
10 million that cannot change somebody's life. Let him bring the 10 million naira and share us, or let him give me the 10 million naira. When something happens to me and I came back, I started my life with just 750. I crossed myself and I believe myself that where I stopped today, he cannot cross the gate.
he cannot even enter the gate where I talk. He says 10 million naira. 10 million naira, is he taking money? 10 million naira is a very big money as far as Nigeria is concerned.
Hmm.
10 million naira. So somebody that doesn't have 100,000 self, is maybe he's praying for God. Maybe it's one of his prayer requests. God, I need 10 million naira. 10 million naira cannot change somebody's life. That is why they will put themselves in trouble. Maybe he's just using it to check one gear. He's coming outside to say 10 million naira cannot change his life. Somebody that doesn't have even 50,000 naira.
Wow.
That one like that.
Mr. Rose, you're really pained. But it's all right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello.
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 Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah.
My name is Tunde. I'm calling from my Ebeda.
Okay, welcome.
Okay. Hi, Daddy Freeze.
Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Daddy Freeze. So, 10 million naira, I can change my life. It can change my life. 10 million naira is not a small money.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
As Nigeria bears up now, it's not a small money.
Okay.
So, yes, I can use it in that. I can use it to invest in my business, in the work that I'm doing.
Okay.
Hello.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sebastian back.
Okay.
It depends where it's coming from.
Okay.
When he says 10 million cannot do anything or cannot change somebody's life.
Mm.
Maybe he's the kind of person that goes to club and pump champagne of 200,000 or 500,000.
Okay.
What would you think would be his own mentality? That means 10 million naira is just zero to him. But it's a matter because, you know, 10 million is a lot.
Mm.
I could remember when I had my first house. I don't think I even spent up to 5 million. That was 2004, 2005. I did something good. Today I'm proud of it.
Wow, okay.
Even if I'm not living there, I'm collecting rent.
Mm, nice.
That is just 5M. Even up to 5M. Hmm? Presently now, I'm looking for just 8 million to support my equipment.
Okay.
You know?
Mm.
And if I get that, that is a big turnaround for my factory. Because there was the equipment I wanted to buy. I was trying to source for money. Though I have some on ground, I'm an interior maker.
All right.
Just one equipment. Because of this issue, I DM'd Daddy Freeze, but I don't want to see it on radio.
Okay.
He has not responded, but I still believe he will look into it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, 10 million can do a lot. A lot. Can even change your life and change other people's lives too, because you have to employ people.
Mm.
You are paying people from that 10 million. That means you are changing people's life. You know, I'm minding my bed, you go and sit down. Thank you.
Calm down. I started my importation furniture business with just data on my phone and my Instagram followers. Just 3 years ago, and I am now worth more than 100 million naira. Imagine if I had a million naira or 10 million naira then. That guy is a joker. Morris. Okay. What are these people smoking self? I think they smoke the same stuff with some of our politicians who want to buy sniffing dogs for 550 million naira and cut grass for 80 million naira. Mental health is real low, my sister. Heaven from Ikeja. Hada, mommy, depend on the person who can manage the money. If I even see 500,000 naira, I'll be very happy. But Ada, the person that... the person says it's mine. He didn't hide it or pretend. It's his choice. Hada, 10 million naira is a bunch of money. I can start a business with 100,000 naira. Okay. I started a business with 100,000 naira 2 years ago. Today, I am worth more than 5 million naira. Okay. As for the guy that said 10 million naira cannot change a person's life, he's just looking for attention. He's sounding like it was 10 billion that changed his life. Adamic then give me 1 million naira or 500k and give me 2 to 3 months if I no go multiply that money and see if my life no go transform. He should be doing giveaway every month now. Good evening, Adia and Daddy Freeze. 10 million naira is a lot of money to me, but not to invest it in transition as a dancer, you will lose it, believe me. Alex from Orile. Yeah, that was just an instance. You can invest your money in anything you feel comfortable with. Anyone who says 10 million naira isn't enough to change one's life does not need money, because if the person needs money, such a person would make such a statement. John from Shogunle, Lagos. Hello?
Hi, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, this is Adeboke from Lekki.
All right, Adeboke.
Yeah. It's obvious the guy that made that statement is a carefree guy, the guy that lavishes money. And maybe, like Mr. Frank said, he doesn't even have up to 100,000 in his account and is just saying that for social media purposes and to get more likes, comments, and all that. So it's always like that on social media, basically, for them to get likes and people to like their page and all that, you know? So if he really has that kind of money, then he's the person that lavishes money anyhow. So for somebody to say 10 million cannot change his life, then let him bring the 10 million now. Make use and change somebody's life, since his own life cannot be changed for good with 10 million. You know what the economy is saying in Nigeria? If I have 10 million now, I know what to do with it now. People that have business ideas with plenty for my head, I can't get that kind of 10 million. You know how much I will make from those ideas? You guys go and sit down, I beg. Better.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
And how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, this is Henry calling from Ikoyi.
Okay, Henry.
Please, I would like you to do something for me.
What's that?
The guy that says that thing, I would like to have his contact, or maybe you send my contact to him. You understand?
Okay, we don't have his contact.
No, let him give me the money, then I will give him 30 million in 1 year.
Okay, but we don't have his contact, sadly.
I will multiply that money times 3 in 1 year to him. You know, maybe I won't blame the guy, Shao. Maybe, you know, some of these guys, maybe they just, you know, they just burn them inside money. They didn't suffer to make the money, so they don't know how to spend money, you understand? So if maybe I were to have his contact or whatever, I would ask him to give me the money. Then I will give him 30 million in one year. Thank you.
Okay.
And please, when is this hookup program?
Tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Hello. Hello?
Oh, Adam.
Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, it's good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, please?
Yeah, my name is James from Lekki.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. James.
Yeah, let me first of all say that statement the guy made is an ignorant statement. He's speaking from a selfish angle, like he's speaking from a personal view. Because there's no way you would say that 10 million cannot change a man's life. Right now, as I'm talking to you, if I have that 10 million, I will set up a multi-million naira business that will change my life for a long time.
Hmm.
So, you know,
different strokes or different folks. People who, there are some people that have money, they don't know what to do with the money. While there are others who are looking for this money. If you give them the opportunity to have this money, they're just like the way Jesus said that he gave one 5 talents, one 3 talents, and one talent. I guess that guy falls under the category of the 1 talent. That the 10 million is just like that 1 talent to him. So he felt that he cannot build anything out of that 10 million. So because of that, he should just say, to me, he feels very greedy and not content. You start building business from the scratch, and you don't need to have billions of naira to be able to set up something for yourself that tomorrow you reap the reward of your labor. It's just little drops of water make a mighty ocean. If you ask billionaires today, many of them, they started as with nothing, and today they are multi-billionaires. So I think, as people have been saying, that you should go and sit down. I think you need to go and you should to recheck that statement he made. He has spoken as somebody that is not enlightened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, that's good evening, brother.
Yeah.
My name is Suleiman, calling for daughter.
All right, Suleiman, welcome.
Honestly speaking, me and my wife, we are listening to this.
Okay.
The comments, we're just laughing. Okay. Ada?
Yeah.
It's laughable.
Okay.
Maybe, his own level, I don't, maybe 100 million will not be okay for him, I believe. Because one of my cousins, 2015, he asked me for money. Guess how much I gave him, mother?
How much?
2 million. Now, the guy had a brand on his own. I don't want to mention. I'm telling you, he's making money. 2 million, 2015, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. My wife was just laughing. So, is this guy, is it okay, or you just want to make, I don't know, unnecessary noise, I don't understand. Because this kind of guy, if you give him 100 million, you will not use it for anything. I'm telling you, if the guy, hand to hand, I gave him 2 million, now he's making well. I'm telling you. My wife was just laughing. She said, my wife used your language, it's so poor. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm from.
All right.
I think you guys should have just come out to say you tell you. I don't need 10 million there to better my life.
Okay.
So, it's a failure. It's a failure.
Wow.
No 2 ways about it. Okay, good night.
All right, thank you. Good night. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening. This is Mr. Emmanuel, calling from Lekki.
All right, Mr. Emmanuel, go ahead.
Lekki.
I said go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I want to contribute to the lady that called earlier on that was having a kidney failure. You see, ladies, are you still on that topic? I want to know.
No, we're talking about the guy that said 10 million naira is nothing.
That person, I don't know. Should I use the word a criminal? Should I use
what?
That word on that person?
Come on. That's,
it, yeah, it's a chronical
that's
criminal.
Hard.
Yeah. Big thief. 10 million naira is a loss. Big money to make life easy for a man, a young man. Even though a 5 million naira is enough, if that man
software and calculate the kind of business you want to do, it can never get poor with 5 million naira. Talk less of 10 million naira. That guy is talking nonsense. I don't, you know, those kind of people, they are the kind of people we don't need to have in organization at all. So that is it.
All right.
That's by hook on the bush. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't listening at some point. This is just where you're calling back.
Okay.
Is it that someone said 10 million is not enough to change his or her life?
Change one's life.
It's not enough to change one's life.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
No. 10 million is not enough. You see, if I see a million, in fact, what am I saying? 500,000 naira.
Okay.
It's enough to change
your life.
Because there are a lot of things I can do with it.
Okay.
You get. Number one thing, that money, I can use it to start cryptocurrency. I can use it to start Forex trading. Now that I've learned Forex, I won't lie to you, that's the easiest way of making cool cash. So the thing is, if someone is opening mouth like that, like someone said already, 100, in fact, 2 billion cannot change the person's life. The person is just a failure for himself or herself. If 10 million cannot change someone's life.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Can I remain anonymous, please?
Okay.
Yes. So, because I know the person that posted the whole topic.
Oh, really? You know the guy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And it cannot really be fully explained, but the challenge is that there's something that has to be recovered. A dying dynasty, a dying empire has to be recovered, and 10 million cannot recover it.
Okay.
So, that's just it. I know people do not understand why he's saying 10 million cannot change his life. Because sometimes when you're talking about your life, you probably talk about family. You're talking about a whole generation, and what's at stake is just not money for beer, for to go to club and do all that. Just imagine that probably your dad is the owner of MTN and the federal government is selling it for 10 million. Cannot recover it, basically. Thank you.
Okay, but he didn't state that, 10 million I cannot change my life. It was more like a general statement being addressed to the public.
And,
hello.
And welcome.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
James from Solo.
Okay, James, welcome.
Yes, what the boy said is true. Some people don't know how to handle money. That money is too big. That money have already changed his life, but it's the one that would return his life back to square one. 5 million naira is enough to grow. It have already changed somebody's life. If it is somebody that knows how to handle money, but what I know is that some people, even if you give them 50 million, they will lavish the money. They can't use it wisely. Why some? 5 million naira will use to turn it to even billions in time to come. So some people don't know how to handle money. That's okay. What I know.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn off your radio.
Okay, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. This topic doesn't supposed to take the whole of the day. With this,
with that statement, the guy said 10 million cannot change his life, not somebody's life. I mean, his own, Abby.
Okay.
Yeah. With that, you will know the kind of person that person is. With that statement, if you think about the statement, we're supposed to push that away. Because the person's thinking is too low.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's not supposed to take the whole of the day.
How is it taking the whole of the day? This is like the second topic.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say, the way people is commenting about the boy, just we're supposed to just see it as a child is something.
Really?
Just push it away. Yes.
Oh, but you're here. Stating your opinion as well. But you know what?
Amazed how people call us and tell us what to talk about. Ada, is it not amazing to you?
After stating his opinion, then it's...
Who is the guy, Seth?
I can't even remember his name.
Come on, are they worry you? As in, I'm officially weak. You don't get Ada.
You don't have to be.
No, I'm serious.
Okay. Let's just take a call and then we'll call it a day. We have just 4 more minutes, Daddy Freeze.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we should even take a call. I think I should just address what's left right now. Because if I don't talk now, we won't have time to actually talk.
Yeah.
Or what do you think? And the next thing, Ada will be like showing me that. You'll be telling me that, you need to make this brief, you know?
There we go
again. My show starts shortly.
There we go again.
You know, and all the buffoonery that comes from being an other blessing.
Ah, Daddy, please. It's okay.
Whatever, y'all. Anyway, here's my take. I did a write-up about the topic, and I like to read it out to you guys, and you guys tell me what you think. It's easier to read my write-up than to just think afresh, don't you think so? So I said, I disagree unless the perspective emanates from a consumer behavior point of view. Even then, 10 million naira can still drastically change the life of an individual who's currently squatting and is a pedestrian. And it can change into someone who can rent his own place, buy a car for transport, and still have change. Even someone who's well-to-do can still buy something. Someone who's average, you'll be amazed what car you can buy for 10 million naira. Let's just imagine you want to change your car. You might not be able to get a Range or a latest Benz, but you'll be able to get like a 2013 Benz. You know, so this money can really change how you look. And that's if we're looking at it from a very shallow point of view. Now, let's examine this from a broader angle. Exactly a year ago, Dogecoin was selling for 0.27 cents for one. Today, in only 1 year, the same Dogecoin is 24 cents. So if you had bought 10 million naira worth of Dogecoin 1 year ago, today that 10 million naira will be worth 888 million naira.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, yes. I know people who bought Dogecoin for peanuts and are swimming in millions now. Aside crypto, there's still a lot a person can do with 10 million. You can buy land, you can open a business, or you can even broaden the scope of your understanding through education or skill acquisition, consequently making yourself more marketable and employable. That's life-changing. So this, in my humble opinion, renders the reasoning in the post iniquitous. It lacks the merits of a sound frame reference. I beg your pardon. So there's so much you can do. If you know how to trade Forex, currently I'm working with my Forex trading team, and we're marketing a robot that will actually trade for you.
Oh, wow.
That's what we're marketing right now. Yep. I was supposed to start tomorrow, you know, but I don't know. I need to talk to Bookie. You know, we have this show on my platform every, we used to run it every week, Forex with Daddy Freeze and Bookie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Forex, nah, better. That guy that I was talking about, but you see, the problem with it is if most people think Forex is give me your money, let me trade for you, and then I give you a percentage every month. All those things can be quite nice, but at the same time, you could get into a lot of trouble and you could lose your money. So if you learn how to trade it yourself, you stand the chance of making millions by yourself. So these are conversations that we need to have. I know 10 million naira is bag money. I know 10 million naira. 10 million naira is $20,000. $20,000, you can't get a gold Rolex. It's actually less than $20,000, about $18,500. You can get a Rolex, but not a gold Rolex. So, if you think like that, some of us are tempted to think like that, yes, it can't buy my car. It can't. You understand? It's not. But you see, the problem is you are thinking from a consumer behavior perspective. It doesn't mean that there are no car. If you spend 3 million naira, you get a nice car that has AC, like a Corolla or a Matrix or one of those small cars that have AC and are going to be comfortable. If you spend like 4.5 million, you get a Camry. A nice, clean Camry. How much is rent in a year in somewhere like Ajah for a two-bedroom house? Abi Ada?
I get you, Daddy Freeze.
Somebody spend like 2.5 million to 3 million on your house. You spend 4 million on your car. You still have 3 million naira left. So you all of a sudden went from somebody that has no house and no car to car, house, and some change that you can use to do some business. So it depends on where you are coming from. If you think that, like Ada now, you want to start carrying Hermes bag and wearing Louis Vuitton and wearing Rolex, then you don't have to change your life. You can't even play in those games, those markets. You can't. So, yes, you're not going to move from a normal person to a Rolex-wearing person. You understand? You're not going to be able to fly private jets. You're not going to move from economy to private jets. So if that's the mentality, I agree. But with 10 million naira today, well invested, you can fly private jet 5 years from now.
True.
So yes, 10 million naira can change your life, but not immediately. Well planned, well structured. That's my take.
Okay, Daddy Freeze. It's actually 3 minutes gone past 12. Thank you so much for that take. And I was to say, I think 10 million naira is a lot of money if it gets into the right hands. So I don't quite agree with
what
that.
What would you do with 10 million naira?
A lot of increase.
Give me an example. This is how you catch them. Oh, yeah, tell me.
He said this is how you catch them. Daddy Freeze, you know, aside cars, I have a thing for landed properties. I think I was having a conversation.
You have a thing for landed property, or you like landed properties?
I have a thing for it. I like them.
You like landed properties, not that you have a thing for it.
Okay, I'll get plots of land because I'm actually scared of where in Lagos.
You see, all this. If you get money, I'll get this.
Lagos,
I'll get this.
No,
have you ever gone into land business before?
Just once.
Do you think it's automatic?
Just once. No, Daddy Freeze. I tried it once, and I made good sum of money. Yes.
Ada, you are just saying this.
I am not.
You are just saying.
I am not.
You that I know.
I got a land in my state, Daddy Freeze. I kid you not. It's just that I am skeptical about lands in Lagos. You also got me scared at some point, but I will still test the waters.
No, I'm not telling you not to buy, but just be careful. They'll sell you the same land for five people, and then all of you will be fighting yourself and be doing yourself juju. So land is awesome. It is great, but you need to know about it. It's like Forex. You carry that 10 million inside Forex. You know what you are doing. You've turned it to 40 million in the next 5 months. You carry that same 10 million and put inside Forex. In 1 week, you are crying. So you need to know about it. You need to know what to do and how to do it.
I know. I'm still making my research.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's it. Because I wouldn't want to.
Me, of course, I'm putting it on my robot. Straight up.
It's straight all good. Up. It's all good.
You know. Or maybe I'll just buy myself some Gucci, you know, some LV.
Daddy Freeze.
No, because if 10 million came in for me now, to me, it's not investment money. I've invested enough.
I know, right?
Right now, just burn it. It's spending money.
It's all good. Daddy Freeze, 6 minutes.
No, I'll just take Ada out, buy Ada a couple of scone.
Don't worry. I don't even want to. Daddy Freeze that made promise, and then Daddy Freeze, let's not even have that conversation. Yes, so. It's all good.
We can have it. Let's just make it brief.
I am not having this with you. Daddy Freeze, no way. Daddy Freeze that promised me something and I reminded him. He changed it and I was shocked. For a convener of the Free Nation?
Oh, please, Ada, I don't remember all these things that you are talking about.
Oh, really? All of a sudden, no problems. It's all good. No.
It's all good, baby.
I'm standing in front of the mirror and I'm flexing my muscle.
Oh boy, there's one big muscle in this, my belly. That muscle not just be workout.
Why are you like this? Despite all the effort taste bud is putting to give you a flat tummy, there you are.
I swear. Come, where do you people buy bra? I need some.
We don't do bra anymore.
What do you do, Shimi?
No, free to air. Flaunt it.
Free to air? Ada, you cannot do free to air.
What? Why?
You want some people's destiny to end?
No. Free to air. Flaunt it. Flaunt it while you got it, babe. So that if you don't need bra, flaunt it.
If you do free to air, some people don't be sleeping. You'll be showing slippers.
Come on,
tuba
Daddy.
Of yam that is hanging from your balcony.
Daddy Freeze, that's not nice. I am not in that category. But regardless, if you have that type, still flaunt it.
No, you are not in that category.
Still flaunt it, babe.
You are in the homeless category.
Daddy Freeze, bye.
Bye.
We're done with the show. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for being part of the show. That was Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Ada Blessing. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you had fun on the show.